This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. This year, Kalamazoo College's annual Thompson Lecture features a screening of the documentary An American Conscience, The Reinhold Niebuhr Story. Coming up, we'll talk with Jeremy Sabella, who was a consultant on the film and wrote a companion book. But first, the YWCA of Kalamazoo is among the organizations throughout the country taking part this week in a stand against racism. Sherry Brockaway is Director of Training and Community Impact, and Demetrius Wolverton is Community Education Specialist for the YWCA of Kalamazoo. Thank you both for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
So what will be happening this week in Kalamazoo?
We are very excited to announce that we are having a stand against racism, and we're going to be doing a 24-hour stand to show our commitment to eliminating racism in Kalamazoo. So we're inviting everybody to join us Friday from noon until Saturday at noon, but more specifically at 5 p.m. on Friday, we want to cover a 4-block radius holding hands to show a solid commitment to ending racism, and that's where we'd really like people to be able to join us. We're going to have Dr. Grace Lubama speaking, Gail Griffin, a local author, and Cherie Thomas from the Douglas Association will be speaking from 6 to 6:30. Our speakers.
And Grace Lubama, we should note for people who are not up with this, is the CEO of the YWCA of Kalamazoo.
That is correct.
So will there be people there who plan to take part in all 24 hours?
That is correct.
Yes, we actually have a sign-up sheet at the YWCA. So if community members want to come in our vestibule of the building and sign up, they can do that. Also, we have staff participation. We'll have refreshments at the 5 o'clock ceremony. We're having a taco bar, so come and eat. It's always good to have food while you're doing mission work.
What is the message that you're hoping that you will send over the course of 24 hours and perhaps a little bit more than that?
To show that Kalamazoo has a strong commitment to eliminate racism in our community, and we're willing to take that stand and show our support and do whatever it takes to eliminate racism. We want to keep the conversation going. We know it's alive and well in Kalamazoo, and the more we address it, the more we can work towards eliminating it.
What signs do you see that tells you that the conversation is alive and well in Kalamazoo?
Well, we're seeing a lot more events going on around Kalamazoo, different organizations. We're being asked at the YWCA to do more presentations and speak outs about it. We're getting a lot of calls about the Stand Against Racism, which is one of the first years. We're seeing a lot of excitement in the community.
Demetrius, did you want to say something there?
You know, I don't even think that we even have to dance around the elephant. Like, just look at the climate of the country. Look at the climate of Southwest Michigan and what that's looking like. You have all different type of groups popping up, individuals doing rallies and individuals doing protests, and you have individuals that are coming together and hosting summits and all these different things. And I think it's a really, really great thing. But we have to be united in our stand against racism. And so this is the YWCA putting out a call for everyone who is out there that's doing this mission work, who truly believes that they are anti-racist or on that journey to be an anti-racist, to come and join us in solidarity as a community member, as an organization, as an anti-racist, whatever label that you want to have, to come in solidarity and stand together. Because when we have numbers, that's when we can move the agenda in eliminating racism here in Kalamazoo.
But you mentioned the climate there. Are there also some negative aspects of the climate right now that you think are maybe driving the people to want to take part in something like this?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I think that in recent years, we've been a little passive on how we dealt with racial bias or racial inequities. And I think that now the climate is pushing people outside of their comfort zone, because now, you know, it's your family, it's your friends, it's your children, it's your siblings, it's people that you work with, it's your loved ones that are under attack. They're being impacted in a way that is very negative. And so now people are like, well, what can I do to stand in solidarity? What can I do to support the people that I love? And I think that this is a perfect opportunity to show your commitment to ending these types of discrimination.
There's certain facets here that stand out. For instance, you know, when we talk about racism, there's many different things. There's people being harassed, or perhaps the victim of a hate crime, which we've talked about before, and we'll talk about a little bit later. But also then there's employment discrimination, housing discrimination. Is this one big umbrella that all of this falls under? Or are there certain things that stand out right now to you that need to be addressed quicker, perhaps?
Discrimination is discrimination. Racism is racism. It doesn't matter if you're being discriminated against on your job. It doesn't mean if you're getting discriminated against on your landlord. It doesn't mean if you're getting discriminated against when you're walking into the grocery store. Discrimination is discrimination. And I think that what the stand is saying is we are trying to end racism in all facets. We want to be able to create an inclusive community here in Kalamazoo. And Kalamazoo is a very progressive community, don't get me wrong. And I think that we as a community take on a lot of different initiatives to support individuals in these marginalized communities. And I think that this is just the time where we're going to the next level.
What does Kalamazoo need to do to get to the next level?
So they need to join us April 28th at 12 p.m. for our Stand Against Racism, 353 East Michigan Avenue.
But I guess my question more is, what are the steps Kalamazoo needs to take? You said it's a progressive community mm-hmm. and an inclusive community, but if it's going to eliminate racism, mm-hmm. what would have to happen?
I just think that we just need to be more intentional on how we are doing things in the community and to abandon some of the passive ways we address racial inequities and racial bias. And I think that that's what's happening now. Actually, I think that that is why we're having a lot of different movements happening here in the community, because people are saying, I'm tired of being passive, or I'm tired of trying to do this way, because that way is not working. We have very inclusive communities here. However, there are still pockets of individuals that are being discriminated against that are not safe in this community. And we're going to take a stand to elevate that to the next level.
Demetrius, the last time you were here, we discussed Project Speak Up and the effort to identify hate crimes and assist victims of hate crimes. Is this sort of dovetailing with these two projects together?
Absolutely. I think that when you talk about hate crimes, you can't talk about hate crimes without talking about racism. It's kind of like, I don't even know. It's like talking about, I can't even give you a scenario. When you look at hate crimes, when you're talking about ethnicity, when you're talking about race, when you're talking about religion, when you're talking about immigrants, even when you're talking about sexual orientation, there's a common thread that race is playing a factor in that. Even when you're talking about LGBT community, when you turn on the TV, you see Black trans women being killed, you know, hand over fist in numbers. When you talk about immigrants, you're not talking about immigrants who have similarities to dominant culture. You're talking about immigrants who have different ethnicities and different cultural backgrounds that we're discriminating against and what that looks like. And so, absolutely, they do have a common thread.
So what are you hoping that people will do at the end of, say, Saturday, when this 24-hour stand against racism is completed? What are you hoping then happens for the next week, month, year, et cetera?
Yeah, we're asking everybody to sign a pledge to eliminate racism, and that's where you actively work to take a stand. So, I mean, just even some of the basics, the stop the bad jokes, the name calling, you know, those are things that we still hear all the time. And so if we can start by eliminating those, then we can really make a bigger change in our community, especially for our children.
Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Sherry Brockaway is Director of Training and Community Impact, and Demetrius Wolverton is Community Education Specialist for the YWCA of Kalamazoo. Links with more information about the Stand Against Racism can be found at WMUK.org.